Blog Talk Radio.
Being recorded.
It's about, I couldn't keep it to myself.
Oh, come on, baby. Please, please, come on. I'm gonna tell nobody. Come on. We could have did it by now. Come on. Come on.
I'm not afraid to
Welcome to the Love Journey. That was Tony, and I can't keep it to myself. Ooh, have you ever had something so good that you couldn't keep it to yourself? Well, that's how I feel today. When we're talking about living on purpose. Living on purpose always gets me excited to the point where I say, ooh, I can't keep this to myself. I want the world to know how to be lit up and turned on and live life to the fullest, played out. Wow. And I can't keep it to myself. I promise you, I can keep it to myself. Let's get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. On this line, we recognize, we recognize the God, our Creator, the Most High, on this line is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And I can't keep it to myself. Mm-mm. I want the world to know. I can't keep it to myself. Mm-mm. Let's become still and know that I am God. Become still and know that I am God. Let's take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, and release through the mouth. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Last time. Remember to breathe into your heart because the heart has wisdom. Breathe. And release. As I call forth the divine, the beloved I am, as I invoke and invite the power of the beloved I am God, as I speak to the higher mind, the transcending power, as I call forth the God of ourself, I ask that every word of my mouth come on. And every meditation of my heart, come Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in my higher mind self. I ask you to come and speak as me this morning, God. I ask you to come as myself this morning and remove my human created thoughts. Remove all of my human created ego. My only desire is to think the thoughts of God. Albert Einstein said, I desire to only think the thoughts of God. Come, Holy Spirit, speak. as I come empty, allowing the higher mind presence, the light of my mind, the love vibration of who I am to come forth and speak in this prayer, asking for where there's no rest, to bring rest, to bring peace where there's no peace, as I call forth the beloved I am presence. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I give thanks right now in this right now moment for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I give thanks for the new relationships. I give thanks for new joy. I give thanks for purpose, having a reason, having a why. I give thanks for opportunities. I give thanks for growth and expansion. I give thanks for healing. And I give thanks for all that is in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart today, God, as we recognize the joy of living on purpose. The word says, Holy Spirit, that you said our gifts will make room for us, Holy Spirit. You said if we use our gifts and our talents, it will make room for us in this right now moment. I give thanks, God. I give you thanks for being lit up and turned on. I give thanks for all that is. I ask you for supernatural explosive blessings today, God. Oh, I ask to come forth in a supernatural explosive favor over our life. I ask for an anointing right now, Holy Spirit. Anoint our mind, Holy Spirit. Anoint our heart, God, as we walk in our authority, in our higher mind self, in our God, God is energy, recognizing that we are all that God is, and God is all that we are. And wherever we are, God is. Amen. And so it is. Thank you, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the birds. It's so amazing to be up listening to the birds chirp. Good morning, birds. Good morning to the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the air. Good morning to the clouds, the rain, the land, and the soil. Good morning to all the universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family, a spiritual committee, as we invite and invoke the presence of the angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning to the archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of our wonderful archangels. Good morning, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Shamiel, Sandifer, Jaffiel, Uriel, Ariel. Good morning to our archangels. Oh, I love you all. Thank you as we invite and invoke their presence. Good morning to our master, ascended masters. Wow. Good morning as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning to our spirit guides and our master guides, as we invite and invoke the presence of our spirit guides and our master guides. And good morning to our ancestors, to all the known and unknown ancestors. Good morning as we pay homage to you and invite and invoke your presence into this call, as we stand here as one, but we come as many, standing on the shoulders of, and as we say good morning to them, we say, we honor them. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, as I invite you into this call. Thank you, Mom, for being an amazing vehicle that assisted me into the planet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I honor you, and I miss you. Good morning. As we pay homage to all of our ancestors. Thank you so much, ancestors. And good morning, good morning, good morning, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens, my millionaires and billionaires. Love to the gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to each and every one of you. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram. Yes. Let me say that again. That sounds good. I am Janine Ann Ingram, loving life, living life to the fullest, and I'm excited. Also known as the Love Goddess, huh? Lady Love. Well, Lady Love, Lady Love. She's excited today. Reminding you that I am a transformational life coach, author. Yes, I teach you how to manifest with your sexual energy. Manifest, manifest, manifest. My specialty is the inner child work. I love it. I love it. We're going to get ready and move into a space that I like to call our love chambers. So we can do our love soak. Let me see what time is it. And as we move into our love soak, I want to remember a time when you felt love. I want you to remember a time when love permeated and saturated every cell in your body. When love illuminated your heart, lit up your mind. Saturated and pulsated from every cell and every muscle fiber in your body. I want you to remember and bring that feeling into this right now moment, because it's the feelings that get the blessings. I want you to remember what it felt like to be love, give love, to know love, to receive love. Ooh, I want you to feel what it felt like to feel love. And I want you to just be with that in this right now moment and bring the feeling, not just the thought, but I want you to remember how every cell in your body felt, how lit up and turned on, how your muscle fibers was like, wow, and you couldn't keep it to yourself. And it could have been for any reason. Could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Wow. It could have been an amazing birth of a newborn baby. How powerful. Heart expanding. Is it to hold new life in your arms? Wow. Looking the baby in the eyes, saying, God, wow. Maybe it was a moon, a full moon, lit night, walking by a vast body of water, holding hands with the one you love, and looking up at the moon as you see the moon, this powerful mystique. And as you stand there basking in the moon's, love, in the glow of the moon's love, you say, wow, looking at the vast body of water and the ripples of the light out of it. Just emanate through the water. Now you can say, I am love. or maybe it was a beautiful, amazing sunrise. There's something powerful about the majesticness of the sun rising and warmth of the sun's glow as you stand there basking in the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face. Wow, how amazing. How amazing it is to be loved by the universe. Or maybe it was the releasing of the sun. You know, that time of the day when the sun is dawning and the earth takes on a golden glow. You know, that golden time of day when the beauty and the majesticness of the sun takes over the sky. Red, huge, purple, orange, gold. Wow. And it lets you know, I am here. And as it says good night, you stand there in the beauty of his art, masterful art, and just go, wow, I am love. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to remember that feeling right now. I just want you to feel that feeling in your heart. I want you to remember what it felt like to be so loved and to give love and to receive love and to know love and to be love. I want you to be tuned in to that frequency called love. You know what I'm talking about, that L-O-V-E, baby. Yes, I want you to be tuned in, turned up and turned out on love. I want you to turn to the dial, L-O-V-E, and I want you to feel it. I want you to feel what it feels like to be love. I want you to take all of that energy and pour that love upon you right now. Loving you. I want you to release the thought of anyone else in this right now moment. And I just want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you right now. I just want you to love you. I want you to bring out your mirrors as you place your right hand over your heart. And I want you to say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me. I give myself permission to love me. And I want you to just allow your heart to open. Yeah, I want you to open your heart. Just open your heart to you. And I want you to say to yourself as you look in your eyes, and I want you to look deep into your eyes and deep into the soul as you speak to your higher self. As you call forth a greater version of you, I want you to speak. And I want you to say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, let's say that together. I fully and deeply love myself exactly as I am right now. And I want you to say to yourself, I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say to yourself, three times, I am love. I am love, I am love, I am love. I am love. Let's do it, family. Three times together. I am love. I am love. I am love. Wow. And I want you to say, I am love. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love and expression. Three times, let's say it together. Let's do it. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. And let's continue to look in our eyes. And this is my favorite part. When I speak to myself, I can't keep it to myself. You ever had something feel so good you couldn't keep it to yourself? This is what happens when I couldn't keep the love so to myself. I had to share it. All right. Continue to look in your eyes and continue to speak love to you, knowing you are the gift to the planet. Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, and you are what the world's been waiting for. See, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness away. Now let's do it again, but let's put our name on it. I want to know your name. Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Janine, I waited all night long. Girl, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And Janine, you are, girl. You are, Janine. You are what the world's been waiting for. Ooh, Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, Janine, your greatness awaits. Yes. And I want you to say your name, and I want you to say I love you. I really, really, really love you. Let's do it, family. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Janine, I love you. I really love you. I really. Oh, I really, really love you. And last time, Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And I want you to marinate in that love. Reminding yourself that you are the first representation of love in your life. You didn't hear me. You are the first representation of love in your life. And you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. Let me say that again. You have not been loved until you've been loved by you. Let me get real hood with you. You ain't been loved till you've been loved by you. Mm-mm, baby. Mm-mm. You have not even touched the surface until you've been loved by you. You see, love is an inside job. You get to teach people how to love you. You get to teach people how to honor you. It's all about energy, baby. It's all about the energy. Yes, yes. Welcome to your love experience. Hope you're feeling love today. I'm going to turn it over to whoever is singing this morning. Today, Friday, Jack A.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love. Blessings to you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm loving the flow. I'm loving the way you're putting the music in. And, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the way that you is, you know, stepping out and just expressing it to everyone as to who you are and all that you do. Thank you so very much. You were such a beautiful, beautiful inspiration of love, life, and just the gift. You're just a beautiful gift, a beautiful, blessed gift. Thank you.
Oh, you're trying to make me cry on this Friday morning.
Well, with that, not trying to make you cry, but just want to give back to you what you give to me each and every morning. And I just thank you. I honor you. I appreciate you. What a beautiful, blessed person that you are. Thank you so very much. And this is part of the call where we continue in our love soak. We're going to unmute our phones by pressing *6. We are going to plant that seed of love, and we're going to shower it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, everyone, let's unmute our phones and let's do our love song on the count of three. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I love myself so much,
so much,
so I can love
you so much,
so much.
And you can
love
you so much,
so much.
So you can keep on loving me.
Oh yes,
I love myself so much.
So much.
So I can love you so much,
so much,
and you can love you so much,
so much,
so you can keep on loving me.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There you go. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Right, we got our own very white.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we want to put some Barry White on there.
I love it. Y'all, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Oh, yeah. It's all about love. All right, we're going to bring Joy in.
All right, good morning, Lady Love. Wonderful love soak this morning. And thank you, Jackie. Well, this is Reverend Mama Joy this morning, greeting you, children of the Most High, rock steady God. God will never leave you, never forsake you. Oh, my God, know that you're never alone. And I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. This month is Alberta Ware from Chicago. And a word to you this morning, little Jesuses, is speak the word. Speak the word. That Jesus said, if we believe in him and the works that he did, we can accomplish even greater things. Ask, what did Jesus do? Specifically, he spoke the word. He spoke the word. His word was so powerful that even the elements responded. Little Christ, you have the same power. When you find yourself in the midst of a teeth-rattling experience, come on, blessed ones. Remove your thoughts. Remove your feelings from that which is appearing. Refocus your attention. Remember, you are going to do even greater things. And when your attention is locked into the situation, you know you cannot see the possibilities of change, a solution. You have to refocus your attention because you're locked in that which you really do not desire to be. And once you change the picture in your mind, you can change the situation. As Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You have all of God within you. Every bit of your being is filled with God, waiting to be called into expression. So instead of running for shelter, my blessed children, from the storm, hold your head up and speak the word. Speak the word of peace and in the storm. Psalm 35:28, from the King James Version says, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness, and open up that praise all the day long. Amen, amen. Adieu. Namaste.
Thank you, Lady Love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful reading. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, sweetie pie.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Again, welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. This is about living on purpose today. I'm excited. We've read many books, and most books were about you know, manifesting money, money, you know, which is great. I love it because that's what Millionaire Mind Conversation is all about. But this book is a little different because it reminds us of the gifts and the talents that we have inside of us. It's about living on purpose. It's about living from within out. Finding the reason we were placed on the planet. I heard a Swedish theologian quote one day, there are two defining moments, the day you were born and the day you find out why you were born. Wow. And so this book we're reading in my class at school at Chicago State University, and it's called The Seed by Jean Gordon, about finding happiness and true happiness in life. And in your workspace. And then what's interesting to me is that when we came to talk about it every Saturday, literally at Chicago State University, a public institution, people were literally crying about living on purpose and finding God. And I said, well, maybe we should read this on a love journey because it was so powerful. And so let me introduce and see if my co-host is here yet. It's Chastity Wells. I think I saw. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. And I want to just kind of framework the book. And I'm going to give a couple of quotes, and people are welcome to come in. In the first chapter of this book, which I hope you all get an opportunity to read, the main character name is Josh. And Josh is being called to a higher presence. He's called into his office at work because his boss realizes that he's coming to work every day, but he's having no fire in his eyes. He don't look lit up and turned on anymore. So he gets called into the office. The boss says to him, "You're not the same guy I hired 5 years ago." Mark said, "You had that fire in your belly. You were passionate. You were full of ideas, and you had a lot of energy. Now it seems like you don't even want to be here anymore. What's up?" How many people feel like that about life? Don't feel passionate, not full of any ideas or energy anymore. So Josh looked down at the ground, not wanting to look his boss in the eye. He knew Mark was right, but hearing him say the truth made everything more real. He felt exposed and ashamed, and he said, "I don't know." He looked up and shook his head. "I wish I had an answer, but I'm just not feeling it lately. I don't know why, but I don't feel it. I'm just not here." He wasn't sure whether he should have told the truth, but in his upbringing, his own experience told him that honesty was always the best answer. Besides, he wore the truth on his face every day. His body language spoke volumes. And so this is what I want to hear you. Here, I want us to talk about this right here. He said, "Well, you know that passion is a big part of what we do," his boss said. "If we don't have passion, then we like everybody else, mediocre. And that's not good enough for our company, for our clients." Let's open up the lines. Let's talk about that part. How many of us felt not passionate about life, not lit up, not toned on, or maybe we're feeling like that right now? Maybe you can just relate to the conversation.
Good morning. I am Rosa J.
Good morning, Rosa.
You know, passion is can be a hidden feeling.
It can be.
Yeah, it can be hidden because we really don't think of passion as something outside of sex, most of us. And passion just means that you're happy. that you enjoy doing whatever it is that you do and that you would do it for free. And a lot of us have a hard time finding that one thing that we would do even if we didn't get paid for it. Because I know in my generation they told us, go to school and get a good government job living in Washington, D.C. Never talked about what were you happy about. Never did it stop. And neither did Josh. His story was that he wanted to do something different than his family. But he never really stopped to think about what he really enjoyed doing. And I think that we have to stop to find what we enjoy doing. Really. Do you enjoy sitting in front of a canvas and or doodling or painting? Do you enjoy actually writing your words on paper? Do you enjoy being around kids, teenagers? We never, ever stop to think what we're passionate about because we really don't know how to. And that's what Josh's journey is all about, finding out what he's passionate about. I used to wonder, what do they mean that I would do it no matter what, whether I'm being paid? Well, that thing for me is teaching. I teach whether I'm being paid or not.
So I'd like to go back some. I would like to hear, passion is a little bit more than happiness. It's a little bit stronger emotion. It's a yearning. It's a strong excitement inside of your body that's stronger than happiness. It's something that pulls you when nothing else can do it. When everything else is going wrong, feel that passion is still pull you. When you have that enthusiasm about it and it's strong and exciting, it's like, wow, it's really a little bit more than happiness.
But even trying to find that for the normal human being is difficult. That's why people go to a job every day.
I don't know if it's difficult. I think that, we've been conditioned to not believing in our passion. We've closed our heart out. So because we think we have to work hard for money, or we think we have to go and be a doctor when we really want to be a dancer, because doctors or, that's what our parents want us to be. So we close off our ability to feel passion about things.
Yeah, that might be it. That might be true. But I guarantee from my experience, it took me a minute to identify what passion was all about. Period. I was not in it. And I didn't understand. I didn't know. I'm passionate about a lot of things, Nene. You know that. I'm passionate about people and what they do with their life and how to help them out. But the idea of having one thing, and that's what everybody always used to tell me, you have to find that one thing that you're passionate about. Very rarely is there a person who has one thing that they're passionate about. There are many things that you may enjoy doing. Feel your utmost to your highest when you're in the experience. But it's more, like you said, it is deeper than that. But to identify it is not always the easiest.
All right, Zakiya, I see you coming in. It's really interesting as he goes on his journey to find his passion. I heard Oprah speak at Berkeley University, and she said Howard Thurman's quote, "We need to stop asking the world what it needs, and we need to start asking ourselves what lights us up and turn us on and get about being lit up and turned on, because what the world really needs is people who are lit up and turned on." Let's talk about that. How many people really understand what it means to be lit up and turned on?
Josh had an opportunity to actually go go after his purpose because you didn't tell him what the boss told him to do.
And that's it, because I'm still talking about purpose and passion, so we can really get into what is the purpose. What does purpose really mean?
But see, Josh didn't know what a purpose or passion meant either. And his journey is exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
To be able to take that time, go somewhere, get within, and meet somebody or something that's going to lead you to answering that question. And that's what it takes. It takes a series of actions, a series of introductions to people, places, things that you are aware of. See, in order to know what your passion is, you have to be aware, open, and receptive. And Josh was
Let's define purpose. Purpose is an aim, a plan, a design. What you were looking for. So let's talk about, even from the Bible perspective, what did God say in Jeremiah? What was God's promise? In the, before he even placed you in the womb of your mother's belly, he had plans for the success. He said, our gifts will make room for us. So you came equipped with your purpose. Purpose gave life to you. You don't give life purpose. Purpose gave life to you. But you came here for a purpose. And we don't always have to go all around the world. Some of us, that may be what it takes. But some of us, you just need to be still and go within. Because that's where your purpose is. All you have to do is be still and ask. And that's what you're going to find out when you go through the whole book, that he went looking outside himself everywhere only to find that it was already inside him. He's going to meet a guy on a plane that's going to hurt it, make him feel uncomfortable, because what happens is this guy is saying, laughs at him, because he's searching all around the world only to find that everything he needs is already inside him. So the real quest for life is going to take you right back to what the truth is. Everything is already inside of us. Even the answer to our passion, even the answer to our purpose. Because all these people that he meets is going to go one place, and that's inside. There's no other place to be but inside. So when you think about purpose, have you ever just asked yourself, what is my purpose? Why am I here?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. How did it come about for you? How did it unfold for you?
Oh, well, you know, biblically, Janine, in the beginning, when he said that God said, "Be fruitful, multiply, take dominion." So, in our mother's womb, we were filled with the fruits of talent and gifts and ideas. But we weren't made aware of that. We weren't aware of it, because when we heard be fruitful and multiply, well, and take dominion, it was always given to me in a, as to be, you know, man or woman, and you have children, you multiply and make the world fruitful. And that is true, but it's not the whole truth. Being fruitful is being aware, as Rosa said, being aware that there are a multitude of experiences and ideas and talents and gifts that are in us, planted in our womb. You know, I can remember as a child and seeing myself speak before people, and my Sunday school teacher told me, no, you can't do that. And I was really offended. I can't do that. It was very hurtful. And it made me, he said, only boys, special to God. And they have the, they have that power to do that, because that's too heavy a load to carry for a woman or a girl. So you'd be happy, you know, with your cooking, and you'd be a Sunday school teacher. And because I was told that, I was wounded and didn't know I was wounded. I was very deeply hurt and didn't know how deeply it was. I wasn't aware of a vision of such, you know. All I knew that I saw myself, I felt it. And it's still alive in me. It never left. So passion is with us and never is outside of us. And but if we are not aware of what it really means, its vibrations, how it makes you feel, even as a child, you can become aware of your passion. Mother's always said, you just talk too much. I didn't realize that that was my vision being hushed. That was a passion that was being hushed, a passion that was being criticized. And yet the older people and even the younger would come and talk with me. But I didn't realize it was a gift. And so all these years, I'm looking for my purpose. And my purpose, I knew clearly I wanted to serve God. I wanted to be powerful. I wanted these things, but no one was teaching me this. No, and I wanted to go through God. I wanted my success in everything I do to be God-centered. And yet, talking and speaking was not part of it. And so now I've discovered that since I've had this massive patient proclamation, and I'm all excited about it, people telling me, Joe, you always been talking that. And I say, no, I haven't. They say, yes, I have. And I really haven't. But I'm passionate about that. And I'm grateful, as God has placed me in this community, to allow me an opportunity to do some self-discovery, study the fruits that God placed in me in my mother's womb. And I thank God for my mother's womb. I thank God. And to bring healing about my attitude with my mom, take charge of my feelings a lot more, and to learn that I was never outside of my passion. I just wasn't aware. But my passion was working for me, even in my not knowing. How about that? Huh? And I'm learning to listen to what people say. And what people say, my friend said something in Bozoni, and I would say, oh, a girl is a girl, blah, blah, blah. No. And then somebody in Washington, D.C. say that, and then someone else says it to me on the south side, I'm beginning to listen. We need people who are intuitive, people that love us. Listen to God speak through your associates. They will help you discover your passion. They will help you discover the things that you just cannot find for yourself and encourage you. Multiply. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to get back to the idea. Thank you so much. That was perfect.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going to talk about purpose. Let me just give the definition of purpose again. To intend, aim, a plan, a design. We were all sent here for a purpose. Go ahead, Zakiya. Zakiya, you got the floor. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. So,
okay, I put myself back on mute. I apologize. Good morning. Before you move on, I just wanted to say, you know, as I was reading his story, I said, oh, my gosh, this is my story. You know, because this whole thing about being passionate, especially in a work experience, I've been passionate about a lot of things. Most people know that I'm passionate about retreats. I absolutely love bringing people in retreats, and that is one of my passions. But when it comes to a work experience, I cannot say that I have had a work experience that I have been passionate about. I mean, couldn't wait to get up to go to this particular workplace to give of my service. So I have not had that experience. And in this whole thing of finding my purpose, I still am challenged with that. What is my purpose? So I'm so glad that we are delving into this, so that I'm expecting to have more clarification about, you know, my purpose. I mean, I know all of our purpose is here to be love, and that's, you know, I'll raise my hand to be that. And I would like to find that what that purpose is for me in doing something that I love and my passion and my purpose and being able to get paid money, you know, have that as my career, my path, and make lots of money doing it. So I am anxious to see how Josh works through his process and how it will unfold. But I really love the way they're telling this story too. So I thank you for bringing it to us, and I look forward to the unfoldment.
Thank you, Zakiya. I appreciate that. So as we move through the book, we find that Josh is in front of his boss. Again, we're going to say his boss is saying that to him, that he's seeing that Josh doesn't have that fire anymore. He's not lit up and turned on when it comes to work anymore. He says, you're not the same guy we hired. You had the fire in your belly. You were passionate. You were full of ideas and energy. Now you seem like you don't even want to be here anymore. What's up? And so he's talking. His boss is telling him this. His boss says, so Josh asks, am I being fired? His boss says, absolutely not, shaking his head. He said, I'm not ready to give up on you yet. We invested way too much into you just to let you go. He said, I believe you invested too much in us to give up now. And I've seen this before. I just think you need a break. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you 2 weeks. And I want you to think of it as a reverse 2 weeks. Notice instead of being fired after 2 weeks, my hope is that you'll be rehired, sort of like a fresh start. You'll have 2 weeks paid vacation. Decide whether you really, truly, and passionately. Let's see. He said, whether you really, truly, and passionately want to be here. And after 2 weeks, you decide this is not for you. I'll be disappointed, but at least we both know it's time for you to move on and not to go through the motions any longer. It's simple. And I'm going to say that line again. At least we'll both know it's time to move on and not go through the motions any longer. It's simple. Either you want to be here and give 110%, or you'll find something else you want to do, and hopefully will light the spark you once had. How many of us are just going through life and doing the motions? How many of us are just living life and going through the motion? Let's talk about that. You know how life is really short? And we look up and we're just doing it, and we're not enjoying it. We're just going through the motion.
I'm raising my hand on that one.
Not just work either. Some of us are doing that in our marriage, in our relationship. We're doing that in every part of our life. We're motionless. We're just going through the motion, just doing, get up every day, doing the same thing, get to go through the motion.
Right. It's like being in a robotic state, you know. Sometimes when I look back at the end of the day, at my day, I feel like I've just done the same thing over and over again with a few exceptions in between, but with very little passion, with very little, oh, my God, you know, it's just been an amazing, you know, awesome thing that happened to me today. I don't know, you know, I'm kind of like, well, you know, wow. So, having said that, I do want to have that experience. I mean, I know what it's like to have that kind of passion. I know what it's like to have that kind of experience. And I haven't been doing that in the last few years of my life, and I can tell the difference in who I am and how I even express, even in my relationships. You know, just recently someone said to me, you don't look like you have any joy. Where's the joy in your life? And I, you know, it really had me thinking about that. You know, sometimes obligations I allow myself to allow obligations to take the joy or not to fill me with that joy. So it's just a road that I'm on right now, and I'm looking forward to breaking free from that so that I do have that joy and that passion, and I'm not in that robotic state. And like you said, in relationship, you know, that we're just going through the same motion over and over, doing the same thing, and really not getting into the depth of what life is all about. And, you know, having that spring in our step. You know how we get excited when springtime comes after going through the winter? That is what I'm, that's what I'm looking for and desiring. So I see it. I'm just going to keep holding the vision for that to express itself.
I'm excited. I hope that by the time the book is over and you've did the work, my prayers is that you'll say, I found, or at least I'm on the direction to unfold in my passion and my purpose. Because, you know, that's when life is really amazing. When you can live life on purpose and live life amazing. Reverend Ike said something that I think is very interesting. Reverend Ike said money can magnetize to those who are enjoying, who are enjoying life, who love life. Money loves to come to those who love life. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that's always true, because I see a lot of unhappy people with a lot of money, but I believe that there's something amazingly that happens when people are in a joy space. You know, I do know this, so let me just say this. I do know that when we are in an enjoyment, passionate, purpose-filled life, that what happens is we do attract all of our good to us in a more easy, effortless way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that feeling, you know, that feeling mm-hmm. of joy mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. what brings forth everything else. You know, it's like the angels start saying, she wants to have some joy. Let's bring more. So, yeah, I love that. You know, travel is one of my biggest things. And, you know, even in, you know, I do get excited about when I just start planning a trip, you know, and thinking about what I'm going to see and, you know, all that kind of, that just brings me joy. And so sometimes I feel like, how do you just need to stay in, you know, travel mode all the time as a kid? Well, yeah, that would be an awesome thing. So I could have that feeling of joy. But, yeah, that joy is a beautiful word for you, Mama Joy. But all it's right. also an amazing, amazing feeling. When you think, you know, when you do the love soap, Janine, you talk about, you know, the birth of a newborn baby. How does that make you feel? Oh, my gosh. What joy that brings, you know. When you first get married, you know, you're marrying your beloved, that kind of joy. So, you know, it's something that we can all have.
That's interesting. You said first get married. So you're not going to be joy-filled throughout the marriage, just when you first get married, huh?
Well, let me just say this. I can only speak from my own personal experience. I have not yet had that experience. I felt the joy when I first got married, but there is always that yet to come. But I do wish that for everyone, to be able to wake up every day to their beloved and have that beautiful joy that they had when they said their vows to one another. So that is a possibility.
Well, let me just say this, and I'm gonna let, because I hear you. Beautiful Ezra is on my mind. Emir, I hear you, and we're going to let you in. And I'm just going to say this. The thing is, when you first do get married, that's that bliss field, because that's when these hormones are moving through your body. But the real joy is when you can wake up and look at yourself every day and mm-hmm. wake up to the beloved called you and realize mm-hmm. that no matter who's there, who's not there, the passion, the joy. So all that happens when someone, you ever get that banana split and the cherry on top? That just means when the person comes into your space that you married and spend your life with, to witness your life with you, it's just the cherry that's there. That's it. You're already in that space. You know, so you should be, when you, the day you get married into the day you leave the planet, with that person or without that person, you still experience bliss. All right, Amir, I'm going to bring you in. I keep hearing you want to come in. Come on.
Great morning, goddesses. I enjoy this passionate day of a millionaire mind conversation. and to find out that finding or having a passion to know what your purpose is was something that I discovered long before I found out what true passion or true purpose was. I had a pseudo passion and purpose. And then one morning, it was right after a major storm that night, I sat up and looked out the window and saw that the sky was clear and the moon was shining right into my window. And it felt like there was no other light except that on me to look at myself and find out I didn't love me. So I then began to find out I had the purpose and had the passion to love myself. And then as I began to evolve into that realm of exceptional space, the passion got greater and greater and greater. Even when the manifestation of my dreams and hopes and desires had not manifested yet, the passion kept me focused and kept me there, present in that moment. They say, when that manifestation happens, this is what it's going to be like. This is the passion that's going to be exemplary in every breath I take. And then all of a sudden, near death came to ask, are you really passionate about this? And through that experience of almost dying, the passion kept me breathing. The passion kept me saying, I'm going to walk again. The passion kept me saying, I'm going to do the things that I used to do with joy and passion. I'm going to do them again. And as I began to feel that vibration, feel that elevation, feel that evolve emotion come back to life, I'm walking. Yes, I have an apparatus that assists me, but I'm walking because there was a moment that I had to hire someone to come in and get me out of bed and put me into the wheelchair. But they did that because I was passionate to get back to walking. Appreciate the small things in my life, the grass growing, the flowers blooming, the birds chirping, the coconuts growing, all the things that people like myself took for granted, all of a sudden became it became the inertia that kept me forwardly, progressively going towards my passion. I'll tell anyone, at that moment, when there is nothing else in your life that says you don't have a reason to be here, if you don't have that passion to say, that's my reason, that's my passion, you won't make it. So I invite everyone to take that breath, that purpose-filled breath, breathe it in, hold it to the vibration of exceptional, and then release it and say, that's where I'm going to meet my passion. I love what you do, how you do in this space. It just reminds me every morning as I meet the sunrise, your passion is going to make you go through this day with ease and grace. And I thank you for allowing me to share my passion for living with you.
Blessings, family, the beautiful in here. This is King from Baltimore. If I may just have this opportunity to share, I would be remiss if I did not move forward in this conversation. For I find that when balance is off, that's when confusion seems to arise in us and we lose what the energy of passion is for us. We lose that course of direction and how and what to do with it. So the balance of joy and passion, reason and purpose has to harmonize itself as we continue to move in the purpose that God has given us, the purpose that we had selected before the beginning of time that allowed us the entrance into this dimension. Remaining connected to that divine intelligence without the distractions and the counterfeits of world-bound hunger, and in receiving and understanding the guidance of divine intelligence, I remember Khalil Gibran said about reason and passion, and if time permit, I would love to read a portion of that.
If you don't mind, why don't we end with that? We're going to let one more person come in.
Okay.
We're going to let Linda come in, and then we're going to end it if you have time with that. Do you have?
Oh, yes, that would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay. So go ahead, James. I'm going to let you come in. Then we're going to get Linda so we can end it with what you have to say.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Good morning.
Good morning, love goddess. Wow. So in listening to Emir share his powerful testimony, the thought came to me is like, appreciate the courage and the determination and the will that he's exhibited in overcoming his challenge. And then, of course, the question comes to me, whether it's health or prosperity or finding our life purpose or whatever the shift is that we're looking at, it's like, is there a way where we can embrace that and have that shift in our life and connect with that joy, that beauty, that purpose that we're talking about without it being triggered by, a breakdown with health or pain or tragedy or whatever? And, of course, you've been quoting lately, Janine, about a hunger, person being, until they're hungry, they can't be fed. And yes, that's very true. And my intuition is saying there's something better than that. There's something with more ease, grace, joy, and eloquence than to be backed up into a corner through whatever we're dealing with before we wake up and start the embracing the joy, the happiness, the purpose, the fulfillment, the love. So that's just my inquiry. It's like there has to be another way, a better way, a better method, more joyous, more eloquent than the traditional, being in tragedy, being in pain, being in struggle or whatever to embrace the joy that's there or the aliveness or the blessings or whatever it is that we are looking at, that there has to be a better, more eloquent, joyful way of making a shift. So that's just my inquiry.
Well, my grandma used to say the pain will push you until the vision pulls you. So pain wakes us up, and then when we decide that we no longer want to have pain to teach us, then we don't have to have it. But until then, we will have pain to wake us up until we decide. We get to choose. I was watching this movie with my husband the other night. We went to go see the gods of Egypt. And when the grandson went to go talk to Ra, which was the god of the sun, which was his sons had taken over Egypt, and the other son killed the other son so he could be the king of Egypt. But it was supposed to be given to the grandson. And the uncle had taken his eyes out, and he couldn't see, and he wanted to get strength so he could take back over Egypt because Egypt was being mistreated. So he goes to God Ra, and Ra says to him, a god has a past. Every god has a past. But until you decide to walk that path and do what it takes, you're going to find yourself in weakness, because when you're off your path, you're in weakness.
And it was really powerful when he said that to his grandson, because his grandson was all about revenge and being upset about the fact that he had stolen his rightful blessing, which was he was supposed to be the king of Egypt. And until he released the anger and let go of all the things and decided that he no longer wanted to be in pain, that's when he gained his wings and he was able to see with his third eye, and then he gained his vision and moved into the space where he was supposed to be. But he had to make that choice. So we have to make the choice that we no longer want to live in pain, that we want to live with ease, elegance, and grace, and learn without pain. So it's a choice.
You know what? That is our journey, to get to a point where we desire higher, to get to a point where we notice and are aware that life don't have to be like we've been living it. You know, and what for me happened was I was surrounded by people who lived in joy, who, you know, I was introduced to some folks, and I've always had those kinds of people around me. Don't get it twisted. We've always had whatever we need right where we are. However, sometimes we don't see it. We're not aware of it. And like you said, Janine, sometimes we're not in that much pain that we need to even go somewhere different. It's like when you get down to the point where you fall on your knees and you just say, "Help me, God." And he does. But do we open ourselves to receive the help? And a lot of times we don't, because it doesn't look like we think it should.
All right. Before Linda has to go, okay? That's why I had said that, because then you can come back in and then we'll let King finish it out, okay?
No problem.
Let's see if Linda gone yet. Linda, you still here? Yes, she may have gone, waiting to get in. Okay, go ahead, Rosa. Then we're going to finish it out with King. You complete, Rosa? All right, King, you want to come in?
I apologize. I was on mute. Is King in?
There we go. I'm going to have to find a mute button.
We all have that problem, don't we?
I tell you, these phones are something.
Oh, okay. But, Rosa, did you want to say the last part before King say anything? Did you have...
Well, no, I was just wanting to remind people that your passion or your gift or whatever it is does not have to be something so great, so fantastic. It may just be an assistant. Don't ever think that what you're doing is not important to the universe. Those housewives that raise those excellent children, who push and promote your husband, who push and promote yourself, the service that you do, never take it for granted, you know, because one of the things that I came to realize that my purpose is to show God's love on this planet, and how I do it is what I do, you know.
All right. You complete? All right, go ahead, King.
All right. I find it apropos that the Love Goddess asked this question, where in the book The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, it is the priestess. And I'll go with this reading. And the priestess spoke again and said, "Speak to us of reason and passion." And he answered, saying, "Your soul is oftentimes a battlefield upon which your reason and your judgment wage war against your passion and your appetite. Would that I could be the peacemaker in your soul, that I might turn the discord and the rivalry of your elements into oneness and melody. But how shall I, unless you yourselves be also the peacemakers, nay, the lovers of all your elements? Your reason and your passion are the rudder and the sails of your seafaring soul. If either your sail or your rudder be broken, you can be tossed and drift, or else be held at a standstill in mid-seas. For reason, ruling alone is a force confining, and passion, unattended, is a flame that burns to its own destruction. Therefore, let your soul exalt your reason to the height of passion that it may sing, and let it direct your passion with reason, that your passion may live through its own daily resurrection and like the phoenix rise above its own ashes. I would have you consider your judgment and your appetite even as you would two loved guests in your house. Surely you would not honor one guest above the other, for he who is more mindful of one loses the love and the faith of both. Among the hills, when you sit in the cool shade of the white poplars, sharing the peace and serenity of distant fields and meadows, then let your heart say in silence, God rests in reason. And when the storm comes and the mighty wind shakes the forest and thunder and lightning proclaims the majesty of the sky, then let your heart say in awe, God moves in passion. And since you are a breath in God's sphere and a leaf in God's forest, you too should rest in reason and move in passion.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So, King, do you want to share your good news?
You got me smiling like a Jesse. Say something about me.
I see you too.
Yeah. Well, I have been divinely blessed to have a joy that is hard to put into words, so I'll have someone try to bring those words to us, as now I do have another half.
Another whole. Wow. Yes.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute.
They got married.
Got married yesterday, right?
Yes. Wow. We've been guided to come together through the love journey, and it's amazing because as we have sat and we talked and found the known to most people as being compatible. It's undeniable, and that undeniable awareness of this compatibility, I had to move upon. And
who is it?
I haven't found it like this in any of my experiences in this life, and I had to move forward to do what had to be done. So yesterday, we were united in holy matrimony, and I am so blessed. I had a dream that Arlene was in Chicago with us, and she was handing me a card. And she handed me her card, and I looked at her card, and she was compelled to come to the birthday celebration here in Baltimore that I had in September. And she did not understand why Spirit was driving her to come, but she did. And when she handed me the card, her card, I remembered that card. And that was the card I had in that dream. And it blew me away because I had to figure that part out. Because I was like, I've seen this card before. And I remember she was standing off to the side. We was at the Janine's event. And she was standing off to the side. She wasn't really participating with, you know, all the activity that was going on there. But she was like, I'm going to wait off to the side here. I'm going to hand him my card so that he can get in touch with me. And I was like, I caught her eye, and I was like, hey, I'm going to get back with you. And I had no idea that it was going to be in this manifestation.
Who is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Wait, let the story go on, King. Let the story go on.
This is amazing. We can only be in love like this.
Y'all just want to hurry up and get to the orgasm.
Say the name, King. Get it out. Get it out.
Well, he'll tell us next Friday. He'll tell us next Friday.
I heard the name. No, don't you say a thing. The kid just don't have nothing to do with you.
We're going to be leaving today to go on our moon of the honey.
Oh, moon of the honey. I love it. King, let her say her name then.
Yeah, let her say her name.
It's Reverend Arlene Cahet.
OMG,
congratulations. I only
have one request, that when y'all come to the sunrise, we're going to celebrate y'all love at the sunrise service.
Spirit put in my heart a song that I heard years and years ago, and it's from a movie, Against All Odds. And so I had to share that with Arlene this morning. And the song is Living in Our Own Time.
Oh, that's the song you sent me this morning.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is this the first Love Journey wedding, gang?
No, not the first Love Journey wedding, but it's starting to happen more and more. I'm just excited about all the love that's in the air.
Yes.
It's something about being in the love goddess energy. You got to have love when you're in the love goddess energy.
Absolutely. I can testify to that.
Thank you, everyone. Yes. Arlene,
congratulations, Arlene. Congratulations, King. May many blessings of love continue to pour upon your love together as you witness each other grow and expand and become more of the God goddess that you all were sent to the planets to be. I can only see growth and expansion with you together. Both of you all are powerful presence on the planet. And so I'm excited to see the fruit that you all bring forth together as a couple.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On Facebook or something so we can see y'all. Where are you going on your moon on the honey?
You don't tell nobody that.
The Pokemon.
You got to tell.
Tell me you come back.
We can see y'all.
When you come back. Congratulations.
Where are you going on your honeymoon at?
The Poconos.
Oh, okay.
Janine, we're going on the moon of the honey this time.
Right, the moon of the honey.
Develop a formal ceremony. And with the formal ceremony, then we'll go on the honeymoon. But we wanted to put a formal ceremony together somewhere in the future here. That's why the song was so apropos to me this morning when it said, you know, we're living in our own time, because it's about right. And I know that the two of us are going to do some amazing things because of what God has planted in our spirit to do. And we're going to be able to actually have a celebration so that everybody can be invited, because we love you all and we don't want you all to miss any of this.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Especially because the Love Journey, it has been a larger part of us actually coming together. So much love and appreciation for the work that you do. And, you know, I did say to King here that we needed to make a formal, you know, announcement to let you guys know that we have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm inspired.
You go. All right.
We all know how King loves moons. He loves moons, full moons. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Arlene, you are King's full moon. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so true. Wonderful. Yes, so true.
That's exactly what I see. I see the glow of the beauty of the moon.
Yes.
Her shining is exciting to me.
Wow. Wow. Well, I guess I'm inspired.
Tony said, I can't keep it to myself. Y'all, did you hear when it came on? He said it was so good he couldn't keep it to himself. That's why I was playing it, King. You can't keep it to yourself. You got to tell about it. You got to tell somebody.
And shoot, we going to be dreaming and just cheering for them. Ooh, this is good love.
Yeah.
Oh my God! If this is not joy, I don't know what is. This is joy. I am so happy for you, Arlene and King. King and Arlene, God bless your love. God bless your life, always and forever. And may you always experience that bliss, that joy, that absolute peace and happiness that come together when God is all there is in your life and your relationship. I love you both so much.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, God.
You know, King, my desire.
I need to ask this question. This is the second one in a year. Last year we had a couple come together. This year we have a couple coming together. Are we beginning to be the love connection?
Yes. No, we are finding out that love is the journey. Love is the journey.
Yes, that journey. I am grateful. And I bless you guys, all those people in the process of getting married, and you, King and Arlette, you guys are moving right along. You ain't putting no hesitation to it, huh?
Nah, you've been fighting, swoop her up and take off running.
I hear you, because if you don't, somebody else will. If you don't, somebody else will, because she is definitely a catch. I think you have found a wife, and so has she found a husband. They say it's a good thing. I am grateful for you.
Well, Sarah helped him out to make sure he wouldn't miss it. Gave a dream ahead of time, her giving him the card, and then when he experienced it, it's like, okay, this sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, that's the dream I had.
Wow.
Yes.
But King, you know, the one thing that really makes this amazingly special, when the first time I heard you say in person to me, namaste, it reverberated the same way that the first time I heard Arlene say namaste. So in your interaction with one another, knowing what that means, when things look like it's really not what it should be, look deep into the soul and say, namaste. And why everything on the outside reverse because what you just spoke to on the inside. Speak your God-given power to know that I recognize the God in you, that same God in me. You'll be amazed at how far beyond the feeling you go and become one forever in a day.
Namaste. Hold on.
Yes.
Let me let the Blog Talk Radio start. All right. We want to thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for all your love and support. Thank you for sending love and support to us today. And if you want to continue to call, you can call 712-432-0900. That's 712-432-0900. And you can access it through 772-719. That's 772-1719. I want you to have a great day. Know I love you, and we're going to release you, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, as we continue our love for King and Arlene. King and Arlene, we send you love. All right. Thank you so much.